VOANews.com.
This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Tens of thousands of demonstrators have poured onto the streets of Brazil's biggest cities to protest against President Jair Bolsonaro's handling of the COVID-19 crisis and to call for his impeachment. In Rio de Janeiro, people carried placards with the faces of loved ones who died from the disease. Protesters rallied in several other cities, including Salvador, Belo Horizonte, and the capital, Brasilia. Bolsonaro has repeatedly refused to use lockdowns and other tough measures to prevent the spread of the virus. He once mocked COVID-19 as a little flu and said his opposition to lockdowns is designed to protect Brazil's economy. According to Johns Hopkins University, more than 16.3 million Brazilians have been infected with COVID-19. More than 459,000 have died from the disease. The actual numbers are believed to be much higher. Vietnam's health minister said that authorities have detected a new coronavirus variant that is a combination of the Indian and British COVID-19 variants and spreads quickly by air. Reuters' Emily Wither reports.
After successfully containing the virus for most of last year, Vietnam is grappling with a spike in infections since late April. Quoted in local media, the minister says the authorities will announce the name and detailed characteristics of the newly discovered variant soon, saying lab cultures show it is much more transmissible than the previously known types. He said that could explain why so many new cases have appeared in different parts of the country within a short period of time.
That's Reuters' Emily Wither. Visit VOAnews.com for more. This is VOA News. Demonstrations were held in several countries on Saturday in solidarity with the Belarusian opposition movement. Protesters took to the streets of Krakow and Warsaw, Poland, while in Ukraine, about 100 Belarusians in Kiev held up old white, red, and white Belarusian flags, a symbol of the opposition, and chanted slogans including freedom to the motherland and long live Belarus. The rallies are a show of support for the opposition-minded Belarusians who fear repression following the arrest of a dissident journalist whose plane was forcibly diverted to Minsk earlier this week. The European Union has banned flights from the country, leaving opposition-minded Belarusians with few options to get out from under the authoritarian rule of President Alexander Lukashenko. For his part, Lukashenko spent Saturday with Russian President Vladimir Putin, who said that his country will move ahead with a second $500 million loan to Belarus next month. Russia promised Belarus a $1.5 billion loan last year as part of Moscow's efforts to stabilize its neighbor. Minsk received the first installment in October. At least four people, including two university lecturers, were killed and several others were wounded when a roadside bomb struck their bus north of the Afghan capital on Saturday. The incident occurred when the bus they were traveling in was hit by an explosive device on the road in the city of Charikar, the capital of Parwan province, according to an Afghan Interior Ministry spokesman. No group claimed responsibility for the incident. Roadside bombs, small magnetic bombs attached under vehicles, and other attacks have targeted members of security forces, judges, government officials, society activists, and journalists in recent months in Afghanistan. In European football, Chelsea won the Champions League for the second time as Kai Havertz scored a goal in a tense 1-0 victory over Manchester City in Saturday's final in Porto, Portugal. Havertz rounded Ederson to score 3 minutes before halftime. It was Chelsea's third win over Man City in 6 weeks. Because of COVID-19 restrictions, only about 14,000 fans watched the match at the 50,000-seat stadium. British newspapers reported that Prime Minister Boris Johnson and his fiancée, Carrie Simmons, married Saturday in a small private ceremony in London. The 56-year-old Johnson and the 33-year-old Simmons, an environmental campaigner, announced their engagement in February 2020. They have one son together, one-year-old Wilfred. There's more news on our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.